Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
We're looking at 60 parts. We're looking at the character of Jesus. This is the title of this series of daily devotionals. The character of Jesus, and today we're at part 35. So we're halfway through, just a little over halfway through this series. And today we look at that character of Jesus, obedience. Obedience. Before I bring you scripture, the one thing I notice about that word is how obedient our Lord was to his Father. He was continually obedient, listening to his Father's voice all the time. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "Take this cup away from me, for I don't want to drink its poison." And then he said, "But not my will, but your will be done." Even if it meant death on the cross, a cruel, cruel death that our Lord had to undergo, a crucifixion. A crucifixion. And he had to say yes to his Father. In obedience. That's why our Lord has that wonderful, wonderful character of obedience. And if we wish to be like our Lord Jesus, then we need to have that same character in our own lives, obedience. Let's go to John, the 15th chapter, and we're going to go to verse 9 and onwards. It says this, "I have loved you even as the Father has loved me." Jesus says, "Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy." Jesus then goes on to say, yes, your joy will overflow. Are you getting this? If we are obedient to Almighty God, if we are obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ, as he is saying here in Matthew, the 15th chapter, then we know this, by following his commands, by following him and being obedient to the Lord Jesus, our joy will overflow. Verse 11 says, "I have told you these things so that you might be filled with my joy." Yes, your joy will overflow. Two things there. You will be filled with the love and the joy of Jesus. And he reiterates it even more by saying, not only will you be filled, but you will overflow. If you're going to fill up a jar of water, as you fill it to the very top, it's filled. It can't take any more. But if you were to fill that jar with God's love and his joy, not only would it stop at the top, but it would overflow, beloved. You would be overflowing with joy. Now, many of you, I know this, many of you have told me that you don't feel joy. You don't have that joy in your heart. Well, let me tell you. If you are obeying the Lord Jesus' commandments, if you are obeying what he says, then Jesus has told you himself. He has said to you, if you obey my commandments, if you are obedient to me, as I am obedient to my own Father, if you are obedient to me, not only will you be filled with my joy, says Jesus, not only will you be filled to completion with my joy. He reiterates it by saying, yes, my joy will overflow. Do you want your joy to be overflowing? Do you want to feel that sense of joy? Do you want to know what it is to know that joy in your own heart, no matter your circumstance? You see, what Jesus is now saying, he's not mentioning your circumstance. He's not saying, oh, well, you've just lost your job, and because you've just lost your job, then you don't need to have so much joy. What he's saying to you is, whatever your circumstances, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, your joy will overflow. It will overflow. And how do you achieve that joy? Quite simply, by obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. There's one of his commandments. Remain in the love of the Lord Jesus. In other words, continue to love him. Don't walk away from him. Don't turn your back on him. Whatever the cost, whatever the cost. On the birthday program yesterday, I had the privilege and the pleasure of talking to Canon Andrew White live from his church in Baghdad in Iraq. And we were talking about the different services that Andrew runs. And he runs a service just for the Muslims. And he told me something really interesting. He said if they ever came out and said yes, they were Christians, they would be killed. Not that they might be killed. He said they would be killed. Yet they still do it. Yet they still do it. Because they are obeying the commandments of Jesus. And that is why Andrew can say that the joy of the Lord is on all of their lips. The joy of the Lord is overflowing. And that's why Andrew says constantly, when I talk to him, he says, we see the glory of God here in the heart of Iraq. Every single day they see the glory. And when they have their worship services, they gather, 6,000 of them gather together to worship God in spirit and in truth. And they see the joy of the Lord, and they know the joy of the Lord, beloved. Why? Because of verse 10 in John the 15th chapter, when you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. And then verse 11, I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. That is fantastic. Don't you think that's fantastic? Such a little thing, but such an important thing. There is a reward for your obedience. There is a reward for your obedience. Repeat these words after me. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Say it again. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. And it doesn't take much for that joy to overflow, because I can sense it now as I'm speaking to you. I can sense this overwhelming joy, beloved, and I can sense it bubbling up in your heart too. Are you going to say yes to Almighty God? Are you going to say yes to Jesus, that you will obey his commands? You have to do no more than say yes. Say it now. Yes. Yes. Father God, I pray in the wonderful name of Yeshua, Lord God Almighty, that we say yes to you today. We say yes, Lord. We say yes. Yes, Lord, let your joy be overflowing. Let it overflow now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. We give you the honor and the glory, Father. We give you the honor and the glory in the wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.